It is time to bring in Arjun Singh. We're going to go around the world. And Arjun, I do believe, is at home in Jaisalmer. Good day, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Oh, your voice has changed.
Oh, yeah, it's cold here.
We were trying to explain to Girdar last week that your idea of cold and our idea of cold differed sharply.
Yeah, 69 degree Fahrenheit. Right.
Oh, and by the way, Girdar did a great job. Did you listen to the show?
Thank you. Thank you, yes. And all my relatives, my friends, they liked it. They appreciated him, and he's very happy. So I sent the link to all my friends and my relatives. They all are proud of him. He says, brave, good boy, intelligent. So thank you very much. He's so happy. And especially, first time he sent that link to his teachers, and they just listened to his show and thanked that it's good. So that's really something very unusual for me, very special. Thank you very much. And he's so happy that he did that whole show of his own. So thank you very much.
Yeah, he did a great job. He really did. It's not an easy thing to do right off the bat. How old is Girdar now?
14 years.
I tell you, he did a great job. We had a young kid, and he's now a man. He no longer does it, but he started doing...
he was our food critic.
Our food critic. And he did it for about...
Astrid Zelson.
5 or 6 years. He started off at about 13 or 14. He did it till he was about 18 years old.
And he went to college.
And he went to college, and he's in college now.
And he did it because he loved food.
Food.
And it was funny because he would go all... You know, his family traveled widely, so...
He would go all these great places,
Suddenly he would come with a restaurant from Bora Bora, and people would listen, and they would go, well... What could he mean?
But that's what's so great about Girdar. He's from Jaisalmer, and he's got a different look at things than you did, Arjun. Yeah, he just sounded a little different. It was a little different take of it. So I think our listeners would have really appreciated that.
So, that's good, and I want him to continue in future. And whenever I'm not here, or he's interested, definitely we would hear that show. And I'm planning to just buy the microphones or the headsets where we both can just listen to you, and then we can speak. So I'm trying to find out on the Google how we can do it. So hopefully in future we will sit here in front of the computer and we will just talk with you.
All right. So this will be our Jaisalmer.
I will send you information how you can do that, okay?
That's great. That's great. Please,
I'll send you what you need to buy. It's very simple, and it's not that expensive, and I'll send that to you later on today or later on this afternoon.
Okay, thank you very much. And you know, first of all, I would like to say Happy New Year to all my listeners. And just a couple of days before, the Jaisalmer is the touristic city, very crowded. The people all over Jaisalmer because of the 31st of December, and a couple of bad accidents happened because of the drunk drivers there. So I was a bit upset. And in the morning, I was just reading in the newspaper, and I was telling with my wife and my son that, look, something got changed. The tourists, they got the diversion, and the foreign tourists, they are not coming to Jaisalmer. The local domestic tourists, they are coming to Jaisalmer, and they are not interested in the historical monuments and life here, always asking about the restaurants and liquor stores and that and this. So we were talking about, and then I got a phone call, and I went to meet someone and who was coming from US, and I got the wonderful opportunity to show them my city tomorrow, and I went to meet them. And when I came to know they are from New York, I was highly excited. For me, this New York and USA, it makes me very happy. So I rested and I met them. And I would like to say, I never thought it. I never dreamt that world is too small. When I just introduced myself to them, and I came to know the young man who came here with his parents to Jaisalmer, to visit Jaisalmer, and he is the former student of Hotchkiss School.
Oh.
Riley Bean, he with his parents, with his father Jonathan S. Bean, whose office is in New York, and this Mr. Riley Bean, a 22 years old young man, he came to Jaisalmer with his parents to visit, see the life here. Very interested in monuments, in life. Very energetic young man, and he has a book in his hand. He knows better than I think the tourists who are here. He knows about the restaurants. He asked me a lot of things about the monument. So we really need these kinds of tourists who are interested in life in Jaisalmer, historical monuments, Jaisalmer. And then I talked with him, Mr. Riley Bean, about my stay in Sharon. And he told me all about, definitely about Mizza's Pizza, and then about radio station, about Lakeville, about Millerton, about Hotchkiss School. So we talked a lot. We had a lot of to talk with each other. So that's world is too small right now. And I'm so happy to meet this young man, and I just promised him that I'm going to just tell about you and about your program to visit in Jaisalmer on my radio, and they told me that they will definitely listen it, and they will let you know to their friends that they are in Jaisalmer, and their trip to Jaisalmer is on the radio, on your radio.
All right, now, you mentioned Mizza Pizza. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. Mizza Pizza was named this past week by Connecticut Magazine as the best pizza in Litchfield County.
My goodness, great. Congratulations to Eddie for that.
Yay, Eddie.
Eddie found that out when he was at the Mohican Sun, gambling money and having fun over the weekend.
I saw the photos, yeah. I saw it on Facebook. And this young man who told, because I have been to the Hotchkiss School in the way there, I saw, and he told me everything about his experiences staying there in Sharon and going to the Millerton and Lakeville. So we talked a lot. And the thing is, good thing is that he's so much interested in my stories, in life in Jaisalmer, and about thousands of questions he has. So I think it's worth. We really need these kinds of tourists who come to Jaisalmer and they want to know about its life, about traditions and customs, not only about the liquor store and just to get and drink. No. So Mr. Bean, Mr. Riley Bean, I think I told to all my friends that, you know, the world is too small. He has been to that place. He stayed there. He got his education there in the school where I was very close to them. So for me, I think the world looks so small right now.
Well, that's what Arjun, when Joe first contacted you and this whole thing came together, by having you in India and talk to us on a weekly basis and then come over and visit like you do, it really shows mm-hmm. that even though you have to travel many hours to get here and then go back, but you bring what we have here back to Jaisalmer, to people who have no idea, and you bring from Jaisalmer about your life there to here, and that's what makes the world smaller and a better place, because it's not about politics, it's not about anything but the way people live.
Yes, I'm agreed, of course, it really. It's an exchange of traditions and customs and all those things, and it's worth. And I feel myself very proud when I am with the tourists who are from U.S. and I tell them about, it's very, especially, I think it's very interesting for me when I just compare the life there and the compare the life here, because I have seen the now the both fields or the both the type of life there, because I stayed there for sometimes there in Sharon, Connecticut, so I know about the life there. I know about the love of the people for their pets and all those things. So when we talked about all those things, so it became very interested. So I'm so glad today that I got this wonderful opportunity. It's because of that I have the knowledge even of some life there in Sharon there, and then to just compare the life here. So it's going to be very interested. And I think tomorrow I will ask Gilda to meet Mr. Riley, who is from New York, and he is here for a couple of days, and introduce him there, maybe, because he is a young man, and hopefully one day he will come back here to India, and when Gridhar is grown up, he will meet him again.
And also, so you've been busy. I saw your pictures, your videos driving on the street where there's bulls and cows
the
and cattle.
The road.
It's in both places, right, Arjun?
Yeah.
Yes, they are on the streets, on the roads, especially where there are so many vehicles, because as I told you earlier, there the smoke released by the vehicles, it keeps flies away from them. So they do like to stay polluted places, the bulls and cows and all those goats and everyone. So it's very unusual that, because if, when I post these shows for my friends here, they will think that I'm mad, because for it's nothing, it's usual for them. But I'm sure it's unusual for the people who are my Facebook friends, and they are not from India. So it's something very special for them.
Well, I thought it was very interesting when you posted that picture. By the way, Arjun has a Facebook page, but he posted a picture of his store, and right in front of the entrance to get into the store was a big bowl.
Mm-hmm. just standing there. At some point, when you've done the postcard, I would definitely like to, we'll do this next week, is I want to, because what happens is people tend to transpose their experience with, it's like, okay, a bull sitting in front of the, you know, what they see, and they don't get the backdrop. And so we're going to talk about your what you did last week and why you weren't on the show. And then because of the interest in traditions, we're going to revisit some of the things that we take for granted here that you simply cannot take for granted there, such as women. For example.
All right. Arjun, great job.
Yes, sir.
Great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we'll speak to you next week.
Sure. Thank you, sir. So kind of you. Thank you.
That is Around the World with Arjun Singh here on Robin Hood Radio. And if you are on Facebook and you want to see some of what Arjun has posted, just go to his Facebook page. There's a lot of Arjun Singhs, but you'll recognize him.
You'll see. It won't be hard. Yeah, it's sort of like a John Smith name.
Yeah.